Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting on my videos. I really appreciate your time, patience, love. And in this one, I wanted to speak to you about acceptance. I've been reading a lot of books by Brené Brown recently, of course, because she's brilliant, but also because she speaks to a lot of topics that I'm dealing with on a daily basis in my life, and also I'm hearing about from people who message me, INFJs and non-INFJs both. And one of the things that she said recently in her book, Braving the Wilderness, I think that's what it's called, it's a very short book, and I listened to an audiobook which was read personally by her, which I think is amazing that she does so much and she still manages to create time to read her books, which takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. And in that book, she ended off with something that was extremely useful for me to hear. She said something like, and I'd recommend you read the book to really get the full feeling of it, but she said something like, if you go into a situation, or if you go into every situation thinking or feeling or surmising that you're going to be not accepted, that you're going to be shunned, that you're going to be rejected, that you're going to be pushed away, then that is what you're going to experience. Because you're going to start looking for signs and symbols that you're not accepted. You're going to start looking for messages from people that say that you're not accepted. You're going to start looking at everything in a way that shows you exactly what you think, which is you're not accepted. And I thought that that was really powerful, because obviously her lesson in that, and she says she's experienced that herself, her lesson was that, you know, we need to start going into situations thinking, believing, hoping, surmising, really truly believing that, yeah, I am accepted. No one is rejecting me except for myself, if I'm doing that to myself. No one else is rejecting me, and I am accepted. In whatever way it's possible, it might not be 100% complete acceptance, but it might be 50%, it might be 20%, but there is some acceptance there. And if you can go into these situations with the kind of feeling that, no, people are not rejecting me all the time, and yes, they are accepting me, then you will start experiencing that as well. And I've actually been applying it to my own life in the past couple of weeks since I finished reading the book. And a lot of cases, as an INFJ, I assume that people are just going to reject me just because of the fact that I am perhaps a little bit different or unique or think differently or live differently or whatever it might be. It's just something that's been ingrained into me because it has happened to me so many times. You know, we have evidence of it from our past, especially our childhood. And, you know, our parents a lot of times would reject us as well and things like that. So we kind of just believe that that's the way it is. It's just the way it is. That's how it's going to be. I'm not going to be accepted no matter where I go. This is my life. No matter what I think, I'm always going to be rejected, and I just have to get used to it. That's how we believe. That's what we believe, and that's how we live our lives, right? But she really put things into a perspective for me, because sometimes that's what I do as well, is I'll go into a situation and I am being accepted, but because I'm so used to being rejected, I kind of create a situation where I'm rejected, or I start behaving in a way where I feel like I'm being rejected even though I'm not. Or I'm just waiting to be rejected because I'm like, well, it's gonna happen soon. I'm sure it's gonna happen soon. I'm sure they're just waiting to reject me. I'm sure it's gonna happen. And I'm just so in that phase of waiting to be rejected that I won't notice the moments that they are accepting me, that they are loving me, that they're wanting to be around me, that they want to hang out with me, that they love me and want me to be around them. And it's like, I'm so in my head. I'm so in this mode of, oh my gosh, everyone hates me and everyone doesn't accept me and I am rejected by everyone, that I don't notice those moments where I'm being accepted and I am being coddled and securely fastened to people and wanting to be around them. It just feels like I miss all those important moments, those precious moments, because I am so in my head. And I notice that if I can just go into a situation where I can go in two ways, right? In every situation you go into, you can go in two ways. You can go in with the scenario in your head that you're going to be rejected and everyone's going to hate you, which is normally how we deal with things. And we just already are, you know, making ourselves stronger and closing our hearts off and saying, okay, I'm strong enough. I can deal with it. If they reject me, I can deal with it. It's okay. I've dealt with it in the past. Everything's fine. Nothing to worry about. It's okay. Nothing to worry about. Yeah, and so we kind of coddle ourselves that. Maybe we do our prep talk and we feel like, okay, if they're cruel to us, I can deal with it because I'm strong enough. So that's one way of dealing with it, of course. And the second way is what Brené Brown recommends, is to go in and imagine that they're here to accept you and they're ready to accept you and they wish to accept you. The only thing that is rejecting you is your own perception of the situation. And so I've been trying that in a lot of situations where I'm fearful going into the situation because I'm like, oh no, but these people, I don't know, what if they don't like me or they reject me because of who I am or how I think and I'm a little bit different or I'm this way or that way, whatever thoughts are going on in my head. Normally I would close myself off and be standoffish and aloof and cold and reject them before they can reject me. Which is a really important strategy that I used for a long time, which I am trying not to use anymore. But now I'm trying, as I said, I've been trying for the last 2 weeks to go into a situation like that and be like, all right, I'm going to accept first. I'm going to pretend like everyone's accepting me and everything's fine and nothing is going on and no rejection is happening and everything's fine and dandy. And in a lot of cases, because I go in with that scenario in my head, because I go in with that openness and that acceptance within myself, I notice that the situation turns into a place where I feel very much at home. And I feel very much that the person is loving me and being kind to me and is securing me in their arms or in their aura, and it feels very graceful and loving and kind. And this is something that I've experienced over the past 2 weeks at least 3 or 4 times. And I noticed perhaps also, like, it is of course we're creating our reality through our thoughts, but it's also that I don't appear so cold, so they don't have to reject me. I go in with the acceptance of myself and the situation and the people. I go in with an openness and an acceptance of everything that's going to come at me. I go in with the attitude that I'm happy and I love myself, and I know you're going to love me too. And of course it ends up being that way. I'm not saying this is easy, because I have 30 odd more years of going into situations knowing that I'll be rejected and rejecting them first and being cold and aloof and all that. And so it's not easy to turn the cards and to behave in a different fashion, of course. But it's something that you can keep in mind as you move through your day. And every single time you go into a situation thinking, oh, I'm going to be rejected now, you could switch it in your head. It is just about not identifying yourself as a rejected human being, by just identifying yourself as a human being, right? As INFJs, we have this tendency to just kind of hold this idea in our head that I'm a rejected person, I'm an alien, I am not accepted, no one is ever going to love me, kind of thing. We have these ideas in our head, and we kind of run with it. We never think anything besides those thoughts. It becomes our pattern, it becomes our habit, it becomes our way of doing things, and it's not healthy. And so I love Brené Brown for so many reasons, but I love that she gave me this teaching or this lesson, because I really am grateful to go into a situation and not have to hold on so tight to my idea of, oh my gosh, I hate this and that, they're going to hate me and they're not going to like me and I'm going to hate them and I hate this situation and I don't want to be here. And that it becomes very heavy to deal with. It becomes really hard, and it's not something that I want to do to myself all the time, which I do. I constantly push myself in that manner. I constantly make myself feel bad because I'm rejecting myself before they can even reject me. I reject them before they can reject me. I reject the whole situation before it can reject me. It just becomes a very isolating and depressing and disappointing way to live. It's extremely lonely, because you never allow anyone to get close to you, and you just remain in that little bubble of yours where you think that everyone's going to reject you just because you are and have been rejected in the past. So I really do recommend, of course, the book Braving the Wilderness by Brené Brown, or any of her books. She's brilliant. But also to try in the next situation that you encounter to not go in with this idea, this shackled idea in your head that you are going to be rejected and you should just give up. And no one's ever going to accept you, and no one's ever going to love you in that manner. Even if it's platonic, we just assume that everyone's going to hate us. And so try to do it differently, in your mind at least. Perhaps it'll work, perhaps it won't. But for me, I've noticed that it really does work. And I only feel rejected by others when I start hackling myself, when I start creating these barriers in myself, and I start, you know, running within myself and hiding and contracting rather than opening up and being open to whatever comes at me and being open to the person in front of me or the situation in front of me. Of course, this requires a lot of practice, and I'm still not good at it, so I'm going to see how it goes over the next few weeks. But I'm grateful just to have that knowledge in my head to say, okay, how am I going to deal with the situation? Am I going to be open, or am I going to be rejecting? And just having that in my head really changes the whole situation. It completely changes it, because I am going in with more consciousness rather than just unconsciously following my pattern of rejecting everything and rejecting everyone and myself in the process. I hope this helps. If you have questions about this, please let me know. I'm not an expert, but I do know that this is something that I found useful for myself, and I know you'll find useful as well. So comment below and I shall try to answer any questions or anything like that. And if you've experienced this on your own, please share your experiences with us. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for watching, for being on my channel. I really appreciate all your support. And I shall see you the next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.